I am at the Gordale Garden and Home Centre this afternoon. It's an award-winning family-run business, which is open every day between 9 and 6, Sundays 11 till 5. Dead easy to find. It's located on the A540 Chester High Road at Burton. It's midway between Chester and Heswell, roughly 10 minutes from Chester. There's free parking for up to 500 cars. There's an outdoor play area. There's a coffee shop. And they even have their own petrol station. Postcode for your sat-nav is CH648TF. Now, we're here today to find out about some of the special activities going on at the moment, including the Pumpkin Mare Patch Trail, which is on from now right through to Tuesday the 31st of October, which, of course, is Halloween. Tickets are available daily up to 5 o'clock, and you don't need to book, you simply turn up. And if you buy a ticket, it's £4 for every child. That includes a trail sheet and access to the spooky indoor pumpkin patch. Kids can pick out their favourite pumpkin to take home. And more importantly, given that we are still suffering from the after effects of Storm Babette, it's an indoor event, so you don't need to worry about the weather. Great day out for the family this half term. We'll be talking to some of the staff and customers later. But in the meantime, Steve, it's back to you in the studio. Yeah, thanks again, Steve. As you say, I am at the Gordale Home and Garden Centre today to find out more about the exciting activities on at the moment right through to the rest of the year. And I've just been thinking to myself, I have been coming here as a customer for almost 50 years. I remember coming back in 1975 when I bought my first house and I came to buy some bedding plants and compost. But it wasn't like it is today. And to tell us more, we've got the owner of Gordale, Peter Nicholson. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for that nice introduction. It's very nice to see you here and nice to know you've been coming for such a long time.
Indeed. But in those days, like most of your customers, I was just coming here for purely gardening items.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we have increased our offering over the years, and now you can come here, enjoy a great afternoon or a morning, and come and look at our coffee shop and enjoy what we have to offer. So we look forward to seeing you all.
Thank you. You're right. Now, although I've been here since 1975, the garden centre goes back a lot further, I gather.
Yes, it does. It goes right back to 1948. Of course, it wasn't a garden centre then. Right. And in 1948, my mum and dad and my granddad, they came here and bought Gordale and started off a small holding with a cafe. So that's how it sort of started.
And it's come a long way since then.
Yeah, it's just, as we say, it's grown like Topsy, really. And we've just done what the customers wanted us to do and got in things that they needed. And gradually we've developed to where we are today. And we hope you could come here and have a lovely afternoon.
And you clearly enjoy your work.
Oh, yeah, we love it here. It's like a big box of toys to us. Yeah. And we can get it out and we can kind of enjoy moving things around and displaying stuff and having our lovely customers come through the door.
And, of course, talking of children, you've got your pumpkin patch trail on at the moment. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, OK, the pumpkin patch tour started today. You bring your children along and it's £4 to enter. You can walk around the garden centre looking for the various vignettes, as we call them, and there's a code word. You come along, crack the code word, collect your pumpkin from the indoor pumpkin patch, and go home, carve it. So hope you come along and have an enjoyable time.
Yes, and I saw some children lining up to get their tickets earlier on, and they're sounding very excited as well.
Yeah, they are. Some of them are even coming in the fancy dress and really enhancing the look of everything. So come along, speak to Paula on the customer information here, and you can get your ticket. It's only £4.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that. And we will, of course, be putting some pictures on our Facebook page later on. More from me later, Steve, but in the meantime, it's back to you in the studio. Yeah, thanks again, Steve. As you say, we are at the Gordale Home and Garden Centre today, talking particularly about the Pumpkin Patch Trail. That's not easy to say either, which is on between now and the 31st of October, which, of course, is Halloween. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined this time by Karen, who's in charge of the pumpkin patch. Very responsible job.
It certainly is, but what fun everybody's having. Welcome to our pumpkin patch at Gordale. We have a word search and you pick up a little leaflet at the front door and you come round to get the letters and I'm not going to say what the word is.
Oh no, don't give that away.
not now. And then everybody comes down and we have a fantastic array of pumpkins and lots of cameos that you can take lots of great photographs with the children. And people are having so much fun, as you can hear.
Yeah, indeed, yes. It's often difficult to hear ourselves because of the noise of all the kids. Fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I gather there's a fancy dress competition as well. Is that right? Yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. We've got, it's just behind you, actually. We have a little frame, picture frame, that the children can put hats on and hold the pumpkins. And they go and have photographs taken behind the little frame. And then they send their pictures on our website, on Facebook page. And there's prizes of £10 Gordale gift vouchers for the prizes. Yeah. So we've had some great ones already this morning. So everybody, you know, sort of are really putting a lot of effort into it.
Fantastic. And the website, I think, is gordale.co.uk. Yeah, we got that bit right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't use it very often myself.
Well, you wouldn't need to, would you? Yeah.
I don't ring myself.
But just looking around, this has taken a lot of putting together, Peter, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's taken a lot of time. Karen's been responsible, really, for organising it all with her helpers and her elves or whatever. What do you, whatever we call them? The pumpkin patch people. So, yeah, there are about over 2,000 pumpkins here to choose from. They come in all shapes and sizes, and they're just it's just amazing to see all the children checking out the size on them. Obviously, always looking for the biggest, but that's not necessarily the best.
Some trolleys to help people. The dads have been trying to carry the biggest pumpkins, and of course, we've had to get trolleys to help them carry them. And of course, the biggest thing that hits you is the really colourful orange.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. Where do they all come from?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, some are brought in from quite some distance away. They're grown in East Anglia, down in that area. But we do have attempted to grow some ourselves this year, and around about 400 or 500 of them are actually grown on the Gordale site here. So we're trying to cut our miles down a little bit.
Yeah. Right, well, that's fantastic. Well, we'll say more about this a little bit later on, but in the meantime, Steve, it's back to you in the studio. Yeah, thanks again, Steve. You join me for the final time at the Gordale Home and Garden Centre. We've been here all afternoon, finding out mainly about the pumpkin patch trail, but also looking at some of the other exciting things going on here at the moment. And I'm joined again by Peter Nicholson, the owner of Gordale. And we're at one of the stations, I suppose you'd say, for the pumpkin trail. Tell us more.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that wasn't you, was it, Peter?
No. Oh, shut up.
So how does this work, then? The children come in, they get their tickets, and then they come to the trail, and what do they have to do?
Okay, well, situated all around the garden centre are these stations with a letter on them. Right. They find the stations and fill in the letter, and once they've cracked the code word, they can then go to the pumpkin patch and select their very own pumpkin for them to take home and carve at home.
Fantastic, yes. Yeah. And if they dress up, there's a competition, I gather?
Yes, there is a competition if they dress up, and the, I don't know, the cutest, most charming, best looking, I don't know what we should say to this sort of thing, but the child can be dressed up, I guess the parent could be dressed up as well if they want to be.
Well, why not?
Yeah, and they take the photo and upload it onto the Gordale website, gordale.co.uk, thank you for that, and then they can receive a small prize for the best one in the judge's opinion.
Indeed. Now, obviously that's for the children, but there's plenty here for parents while the children are going round.
Oh yeah, we're not just a pumpkin patch. We do have a very nice garden centre attached to our pumpkin patch, and it's one of the biggest in the country. We're actually being voted, I don't know whether we should say that, but number 5 in the country.
That's a pretty impressive position to be in.
Yeah, we're very pleased with that. We'd like to be number 1,
of course.
But number 5 is good for the moment, and I think if you come along, have a look at Gordale, you may think we deserve to be number 1. So please come and have a look.
Indeed. And you have a wonderful coffee shop. I speak from personal experience.
Yeah, we got a coffee shop. It's, you can go in there, get a nice coffee, tea, cake or sandwich. and it's a coffee shop more than a restaurant, so just don't come for your Sunday lunch, but you can come for a nice sandwich.
Fantastic. Now, the Pumpkin Patch Trail goes on till Halloween, 31st of October, and then I'm guessing, should I mention it, the big C word, Christmas after that?
Yeah, well, yes, unfortunately, or fortunately, Christmas is coming, and I don't know how many shopping days there are, but probably less than 60, I should imagine.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
And so, soon as Halloween's over, we've got our Christmas displays, and you can get ready for having a great Christmas this year.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and we'll put loads of pictures on our Facebook page so that everybody can see what's going on here. And everybody's welcome to come. Just remind us of the opening hours again.
Yes, well, Gordale's here. We're open at 9 o'clock every day, except Sundays when we open from 10:30, and we close at 6 p.m., except Sunday when it's 5 p.m.
And finally, the pumpkin trail, children don't need to book in advance, do they?
No, there's no need to book in advance. Well, there is a charge. It's £4 per ticket, which you get the excitement of going round, having a look for the stations, and then you can select your own pumpkin when you've got the code word.
Fantastic. It's been a real pleasure this afternoon. Really good to talk to you, and thank you once again.
Thank you very much. It's been great to have you here.